Again, that was Hypersoft Love Jinx Drunk Dream by James K. I promised one more song, but I talked too much, so time's already up. I'm going to play a short PSA and then I'll end. One note on that song, though, I really thought that I was having a stroke while I was listening to this, because that is, in fact, the first verse of Boa's Duvet. I really wish I knew the story there, but I really like Boa's Duvet and I liked the song, so they really worked well together for me. I really wish that I knew why that was included there, if they'd also just really liked that verse. In any case, I'll play a PSA and that will end out the show for this week. I will be here next week, same time. Thanks for listening.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Hello. It is a little after 5 o'clock, and you are listening to WMUC FM College Park. This is Mare here with another week of Seraphim. Today, we're just keeping it simple with some shoegaze. True to myself, classic. It's been a shoegaze kind of day and just time of the year, so I'm gonna keep it pretty simple. So I'm gonna start off with one of my favorite songs. I would like say this is it is female led, but I would say that this is pretty feminine shoegaze. I'm not gonna get too much into it, but one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite songs, I'm gonna start off playing Wisp, and this is their song Sword. And then I will play another female song, Butterfly Girl by The Night Blooms, and Face Without Eyes by Devilish Deer. And then I will talk a little bit more about some other random stuff I'm playing, but I will just get to the music. So here is Sword.
hears cry. Trees are breathing water and I
All right. That was LSD and the Search for God. Their song this time from their classic EP, LSD and the Search for God. Before that was Faced Without Eyes by Devilish Deer, Butterfly Girl by The Night Blooms, and Sword by Wisp. I'm going to hit you with a real quick PSA now rather than later. As I've been doing, I'm going to play another Sierra Club PSA. I think today is going to be Bare Meadows.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. As July's summer heat begins its assault on the Chesapeake watershed, one area is just swinging into bloom. The alpine bogs of central Pennsylvania's Bare Meadows Natural Area are brimming with high bush blueberries. This 325-acre bog is a national natural landmark that is home to yellow-fringed orchids, red-spotted newts, 58 species of dragonflies, and lots of blueberries. To experience the sweet, succulent taste of these wild treats, be prepared to get your feet wet in the bog's squishy terrain and check over your shoulder as local black bears crave these delectables as well.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
301-277-7111.
All right. Bare Meadows. I was just having a conversation yesterday about fruits and berries, and I really wish I liked blueberries more, but I really don't. So I don't think I'd be a really good bear, but raspberries and strawberries are definitely the best. Red berries are definitely the best berries. And then maybe blackberries and blueberries. A good blueberry pancake is good, though, and like blueberry muffin. But honestly, this kind of reminds me of like a lot of these playlists I make. They all have like really weird names, and I think that's pretty common. Like, I feel like a lot of people do that. I know that's definitely not like a unique thing, but I feel like a lot of people also just do like just random name playlists. I have my monthly playlist, I have my Seraphim episode playlist, and then I'll have a playlist called like Blueberry Pancakes. I guess what I'm getting at is that Blueberry Pancakes just sounds like a playlist, the name of a playlist I make, maybe for like some like chill, relax at home, self-care songs, that kind of vibe. Anyway, I'm gonna get back into some music. So I'm not really gonna say this is all shoegaze. I'm gonna keep it like loose because I am just playing some songs that I like. Like the next song, I'm just playing a song that I like. I'm just playing the Smashing Pumpkins because I want to. Like, not because it's fitting. And that's why I don't really like to come up with themes and things like that. Like, I don't want to say I'm playing one thing or another because I know a lot of people can be really picky about how they define their music. And I don't want to, like, be that person. Like, oh, that's not actually this genre, that's that genre. Like, I just want to play my music that I like. And I think that's how it should be. So, this is Seraphim. I'm just playing music. Period. So, I'm going to play Space Boy by the Smashing Pumpkins. I like that song. That's just a song that, like, I need right now. You know, today's been kind of a rough day. I feel like maybe that's a shared, maybe that's a shared thought right now. I don't know. It's getting to be that time of the year. But Anyway, I'm going to be playing Space Boy off of Siamese Dream. I know that melancholy and the search for... Sorry. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of, like, Pursuit of Happiness by, like, Kid Cudi. Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. God, I'm... Anyway. Although that's, like, the most iconic whatever. I don't know, like, generation-defining, how else would we say? Like, album. I prefer Siamese Dream. Like, and I feel like that's also kind of a shared occurrence. Like, yes, that might be the most notable, whatever. I just think Siamese Dream is better. And Space Boy. So, anyway, here we go. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. This is Seraphim with Mare. And this is Space Boy.
Mr. Jones. I end up feeling very alienated and unsatisfied, and it's really come between us.
Thank you.
was Sea Salt by Vivian Eastwood. Before that, How Fast Can You Love by Pia Frouse. Where Are the Flowers by Rumskib. And Space Boy by The Smashing Pumpkins. I do need a couple more songs. I actually, after I played Sword, I really want to play another Wisp song, so I think I'm going to do that now, because I was going to end with it, but I have another song that I want to end with. So I think we'll listen to Yellow, which is newest, their newest release. And it's on the longer side, which is what I like in a song. Honestly, I feel like with short songs, they are over before I can really appreciate them enough. And again, I think that is kind of an unpopular opinion. I don't know. Maybe not. I love, this song's only 4.5 minutes, but, most of my favorite songs, top favorite songs of all time are, at least 6 minutes long. Yeah. I really like, and I really like all of Wisp's, album covers, EP, single, yada yada, cover photos, I guess I should say. But I really like this one, and I think they all, really fit the vibe, which is, I like a lot in an artist. So here is Yellow by Wisp, and after that, I think I'll be playing Aside by Should. So I hate big computers sometimes. Here's Yellow. You are listening to WMUC-FM, College Park, and this is Meredith on Seraphim.
Your skin, oh yeah.
was Forever Soon by Glixen. Before that, Aside by Should and Yellow by Wisp. I honestly don't, I'm not a huge fan of Yellow, like the original, by Coldplay. I'm not a huge Coldplay person, but I just like anything that Wisp does, so it was good. I like it. The last thing I'm going to play is a sad cartoon by Loathe. I went to their concert not too long ago, and it was amazing. So I just want to play this to finish off today's show. But you have been listening to WMUC-FM College Park. This is Mare, and you're listening to Seraphim. So thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you all listen next week. Here is a sad cartoon.